Time for a road trip. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. So I'm on the road today. This is Pittsburgh. Now, for those of you familiar with the United States, you might recognize the word Pittsburgh, the name Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, yeah, that's a major city in western Pennsylvania. You might recognize that. But I'm not there. No, I'm in Pittsburgh, California. Now, those two names are related, and they're related in a funny sort of a way. Funny, peculiar. This part of California, like all parts of California, has a history, and the development of this part of California included the development of industry. The railroads were built, seaports were built, resources were identified, and whatever happened in the past in those areas changed the trajectory of the lives of the people here. Pittsburgh, California wasn't always called Pittsburgh. It went through a variety of names. It was a place where the railroad came, east of San Francisco, east of the Bay. So one of the ingredients was the presence of the railroad. Another ingredient was the presence of the water, because the San Joaquin River Delta is right over here. So there's a waterway. And anytime you have a waterway near to a rail facility, you can have interchange of goods. Commerce can take advantage of those two things coming together. That's what happened here in Pittsburgh. The other thing that happened is they discovered deposits of coal fairly close to here. And of course, coal was a fuel. It was also an ingredient for making steel. So now you can see how things are coming together. We have transportation in two forms, water and rail. You've got a source of fuel, coal, and you've got raw materials needed for making steel. And you could certainly bring iron ore in here, and that's exactly what they did. Now, the people that pioneered this area had their own ideas, and one of the fellows saw the presence of a waterway and railroad, and he was thinking New York. A lot of the people out in California that were pioneering back in that era had roots back on the East Coast. And so at one point, this place was called New York Landing. The name didn't really stick long term. The coal mine near to here was called the Black Diamond Mine. And so this area was, for a short time, referred to as Black Diamond. Eventually, they decided that since they had coal and steel, they should grab the name Pittsburgh and just call this Pittsburgh, related to the big city in western Pennsylvania named Pittsburgh. So that's what they did. They called it Pittsburgh, California. They spelled it exactly the same way, but then something interesting happened. It didn't happen here, it happened in Pennsylvania. The officials running the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, were well aware that their city was named after William Pitt. They discerned that William Pitt had Scottish heritage, and so to celebrate that, they decided to change the name spelling for Pittsburgh. So instead of Pittsburg, which was the original spelling, they added an H at the end. They felt that that better reflected a Scottish heritage. You might be aware that Edinburgh is spelled in that fashion. The city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, changed its name 6 years after this city, Pittsburgh, California, was established, and they never changed the name spelling here. This is Pittsburgh, California, with no H. So currently, I'm in a city park. This is in the Old Town section of Pittsburgh. You can see a rather nice park. Not a lot of people this time of day. I see a couple enjoying a snack or a small meal, but really there's not much going on here. The steel mill in this area turned out to be pretty important because they made a lot of steel. Transportation costs figure into the equation when you're building things. And so they were able to produce steel locally here using the resources available. It turns out that a lot of the steel that went into the Golden Gate Bridge was made here in Pittsburgh. A lot of steel for a lot of projects was manufactured here in Pittsburgh. So this was a steel town, and that's why they erected this statue of the steel worker. Now things have evolved. The steel mill is long gone. The coal mine, the Black Diamond coal mine, is a park. And this area is now trying to find its identity. It is basically a suburb of the Bay Area, and it's evolving. People live out here. There's a community college. There's easy transportation with the BART system. That is, you can take a high-speed train from here to downtown San Francisco or to San Francisco International Airport. In times past, they took advantage of resources like coal and transportation availability. Now they're taking advantage of their proximity to the Bay Area and San Francisco. Let's continue our walk. So we're down near the water, exploring in Pittsburgh. I came upon a display here, a memorial. The Pittsburgh Historical Society put this display together, and they provided some information on the plaques. The memorial is to the Italian fishermen who were important to early Pittsburgh. Before the development of the coal and steel industries here, this town developed based on the fisheries. They explain here that Italian immigrants lived in this area and fished in the surrounding water. They used boats, and on display here is one of their fishing boats. This is a 28-foot powerboat used for fishing, and they explain that this was used for fishing salmon and shad. I walked further down toward the water, and we're now at the port. We're at the harbor of Pittsburgh. There is a yacht club here. It looks to me like these boats are mighty expensive. These are much larger boats than I'm used to sailing, by far. We're in the high rent district, if you will. This is a protected harbor. The water is smooth and still. It would be easy to move your boat in and out of these berths. As I turn around here, you can get a glimpse of what it's like. This is a very nice yacht basin. So in this area, there is a little wine bar. Further down, there's a seafood restaurant. We're standing above the fuel dock. This is the place where you can bring your boat to get either diesel or gasoline fuel for the boat. Further down, there is covered storage for a large number of boats, a huge amount of covered storage. This place, like so many other harbors, has a guest dock where someone who does not keep a boat here can come and tie up for a short period of time. So behind me is the guest dock. And then there's a wall, and on the other side of the wall is the river. And this river is navigable. This river, you can bring big ships in and have plenty of water to keep them afloat so they won't run aground. This is a path up the San Joaquin River to Stockton, which is also a deep water port. So this is the waterfront. Let's continue on our journey. This is the end of the main street in this area of Old Town Pittsburgh. And behind me, there's this sculpture. It appears to be done by the same sculptor who did the one of the steel worker. This one commemorates the Italian fishermen who were important to early Pittsburgh. I ducked into an old bank building that is now being used for other purposes, and I saw this magnificent door behind me. This is an old bank vault. It has two different combination dials, and the sign indicates that it has to be opened by a team of two different people. In other words, the combination was not entrusted to only one person. I just find mechanisms like this from the past absolutely fascinating. This little town of Pittsburgh, the Old Town section, actually reminds me a little bit of Santa Cruz, California. There are a lot of businesses here, but the downtown section, this Old Town section, is not very big. It's only a few blocks long. The businesses are the businesses you would expect. There's a bank across the street, there are a lot of boutiques, and there are a lot of bars and restaurants. It's late in the morning, not quite lunchtime, and so it's still pretty quiet here. Not very many people on the street. I've never been here to Pittsburgh, California. I had some business that brought me here. I had a specific purpose for coming up here, not related to making a video. But someone told me a long time ago, if you have lemons, make lemonade. Since I needed to come up here anyway, why not make a video? So I'm heading back to the car now. In order to explore this Old Town section, you only have to walk a few blocks. It appears that Pittsburgh, California, is continuing to evolve, continuing to find its path in a changing world. It's no longer dependent on the fisheries. Its economy is no longer dependent on coal or steel. It's now finding its way as a suburb, perhaps a bedroom community, for people who will commute into San Francisco daily. What I've seen here today is a charming, well-kept town with a rich history. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.